Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Jennifer Yeagley, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic.
And how many years have you been in St. Pete?
So I moved to Tampa Bay in 2013. And I worked in Pinellas County from the time that I moved here from California, I made Tampa my home for all kinds of reasons. But I was very familiar with St. Pete and was here a lot and, you know, did a lot of meetings here and then moved here in February of 2020 when I had accepted the position at the Free Clinic.
And what organizations are you involved in?
So my focus is really on the St. Pete Free Clinic, you know, as the CEO. That obviously I'm extraordinarily committed to the organization and to the role. But in addition to the Free Clinic, I'm also on the board for the PLUS Project, which is a foundation founded in 2016 that funds organizations serving LGBTQ individuals and different, you know, populations within the LGBTQ community. And then I'm also engaged in alumni activities with Leadership Tampa, where I graduated from before I moved across the bay to St. Pete. So to be clear, I lived in Tampa when I did Leadership Tampa. And hopefully one day we'll get to do Leadership St. Pete here as well.
They have a great program here. What gets you out of bed every day?
Well, so quite literally, my almost three-year-old, without fail, every day, quite a bit earlier than when I would hope to get out of bed. But but more broadly, you know, I'm really inspired by the work of the Free Clinic, and I'm very humbled that I was selected to lead the organization. So every day, I'm just excited to get to work. To support our team's capability to deliver critical services, especially during this time, and then working toward a future for the organization that expands on all of the great work that we already do.
Why St. Pete?
So even though, as I mentioned, I worked in Pinellas County for 7 years, I had a house in Tampa, and spent a lot of time over here, but I would always drive back across the bridge every night. And when I was exploring the CEO role for the Free Clinic, I discussed with my husband the possibility of moving our family over the bridge to St. Petersburg. I really felt like the CEO of the St. Pete Free Clinic should certainly live in and truly be a part of the St. Pete community. And so we discussed it and agreed that we could make it work. And I committed to the board of directors that if I were selected for the role, we would move to St. Pete. And originally, so I was selected for the role in February of 2020 with the start date of like March 1st and thought we'll take it slow and, you know, move here 6 months, 8 months. And I tend to not do things that way. So I should have known. And we actually moved to St. Pete in February, about a week before I started the job. We just got it done and moved. And loved it, enjoyed, and have learned all the wonderful things that St. Pete has to offer, particularly for a family, which is the phase of life that we're in now. And we're looking forward to exploring even more of that after COVID.
What is one habit that you keep?
I try to stay focused on my physical health. And sometimes that looks like a regular running practice, sometimes more of a focus on nutrition than other times, sometimes more gentle exercise and focus on quality sleep. I was an athlete, you know, when I was younger and then in the fitness industry when I was in my 20s. And so I've learned that you have to adjust your health habits to the season of life you're in. But for me, overall, my physical health has always been so important and has impacted all the other areas of my life. So I just try hard to stay physically healthy. So that my mental and emotional and family life and work life can kind of all benefit from that core focus.
Who are some people that influence you?
So in terms of someone I don't know personally, Toni Morrison's lyrical literature and her lifelong commitment to telling unvarnished stories about the experience of African-American people through her work and her teaching, has been really influential for me. I learned a lot of the real story of our country's history that you don't necessarily learn through our traditional education systems through her works. And so that in turn inspired my personal commitment to equity, diversity, and inclusion that I try to bring to everything that I do and have tried to do that for a number of years. That's always a work in progress. But Toni Morrison's literature really had a lot to do with that. And then personally, I just really strongly value the insight and opinions of my father-in-law, who has an incredible life story and an unshakable faith. And he's just an absolute rock. And I'm really grateful for him.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
To be brave and know that being brave isn't the absence of fear. It's acknowledging fear, fear of change, fear of a new experience, fear of an unexpected opportunity, and deciding to step through it and take a thoughtful risk that you believe in your soul will spark more joy, more meaning, and more alignment with your core values.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago? This is my favorite during the pandemic.
This was a hard one as I thought about how to answer this. But I think that, and maybe this is particularly true for the time that we're in, but I wish I had a stronger reminder in my head that everything has its season. So, you know, whether it was 3 years ago or 10 years ago or when I was starting my career 20 years ago, and when I've been itching to grow in certain areas and to kind of expand, and have been frustrated by, you know, whatever limitations may have been there to not allow for that at that time, to know that that was just a right now thing and not a forever thing. And that if I stayed focused, the season for that growth and that opportunity would come.
What is next?
More of what I'm doing right now. I'm, you know, continuing to learn and lean into this amazing role and opportunity I've been given here at the Free Clinic, where, you know, as far as the Free Clinic, we're envisioning an exciting future of even greater service to our St. Pete and broader Pinellas community. So that is definitely now and next a continued focus on my family and my husband and I raising our spirited little toddler to be an inclusive, kind, and happy bigger kid and ultimately an adult. And in 2021, when it's safe, most certainly some road trips to reconnect in person, ideally, with our family and friends all throughout the country.